Well, hello and welcome. Good evening and welcome. We had a few folks dial in early on our inbound participant line. Want to thank you so much for being on time and prompt. Please bear with me as I go through this introduction here just at the very beginning of this call. Again, good evening and welcome. Welcome to this live telephone town hall meeting we have for you tonight with the City of Anna. Again, hello and welcome. We're so glad to have you on. You're live on the line with the City of Anna, and we do these calls as a way to reach out to you and open up the conversation. Now, if you'd like to join our conversation tonight with your question, comment, or concern, you do that by pressing 0 on the keypad on your phone. Again, to get in line with your question, comment, concern, please press 0 on the keypad on your phone. Now, tonight we'll be taking your questions live over the air, but if you'd rather not go live, that's fine. Still press 0, still submit your question. Just let your operator know you'd rather not go live, and I'd be happy to read your question over the air. So again, good evening and welcome. If you are just joining the call, you're live on the line with the City of Anna, and we're dialing out to your neighbors tonight, so please bear with me as I just finish up this introduction. Again, you're live on the line with the City of Anna, and tonight we are focusing on economic development here in the area. Again, we want to focus on economic development in Anna. So if you have any questions, comments, concerns based on the economic development initiatives, anything revolving that, please press 0 on the keypad on your phone. Again, we have two great speakers lined up tonight. We have our Economic Development Director, Joey Grisham, as well as our Mayor Pro Tem, Lee Miller, to answer those economic development questions. So don't be shy. Press 0 on the keypad on your phone. And lastly, I want to remind everyone you can press 7 on the keypad on your phone if you'd like to provide us your email address. That way we can keep you up to date going forward on important issues like we're discussing tonight, as well as other important issues going forward. So last time here before we officially start, 0 to submit a question, 7 to provide us your email address. And with that, it is now my pleasure to officially start off our meeting by turning this over to Lee Miller, our Mayor Pro Tem. Sir, please take it away.
Well, good evening. Welcome to our first ever Economic Development Telephone Town Hall for Anna. My name is Lee Miller. I'm Mayor Pro Tem for the City of Anna and the Council Liaison for the EDC and CDC boards. I've been on the Council since 2016, and tonight I'm here with our Economic Development Director, Joey Grisham, who's been in with Anna since February 2019. As you may have noticed, Anna is on fire with growth and development and has recently seen the most significant development boom in the city's history. Last year, sales tax collections increased by 29% over fiscal year 2020, and single-family permits jumped 46% over the same time period. Expectations are that 2022 will be even stronger. Anna is also ranked as one of the fastest-growing cities in North Texas for 4 consecutive years, according to the Dallas Business Journal. Tonight, we want to provide as many updates as possible and answer as many questions as we can. It's truly an exciting time to be in Anna. Let's dive in.
Yeah, well, thank you, Councilmember Miller. It's a privilege to be with you tonight. Again, I'm Joey Grisham. I'm the Director of Economic Development for the City of Anna here. As Councilmember Miller said, it's a truly an exciting time to be here. Just briefly, I wanted to mention the names of our staff members with the Economic Development Corporation. Taylor Law is our Assistant Economic Development Director. And we just hired Kimberly Garduno as our Economic Development Coordinator. We have a really good team. I also wanted to mention our board member names. Bruce Norwood is our current Vice President. Rocio Gonzalez is our Secretary. Also member Shane Williams, Kylie Kelly, and Michelle Hawkins. We currently have 2 vacancies that will be filled here in the near future as the board or the council selects new board members. But again, we have a great group, and we look forward to getting started. So let's jump into questions.
Great. Thank you so much. Another reminder how to submit your questions. Do that by pressing 0 on the keypad on your phone. We're here to answer all of your economic development questions you can throw our way tonight, so don't be shy. Vanessa, I see you in there. We're going to get to you in just a moment. But first off, I have a question for all of you. It's a multiple choice question. You'll vote by pressing the corresponding number on the keypad on your phone. We want to know which of the following is the highest priority for you to happen in Anna. Press 1 if it's a new grocery store. Press 2 if it's a large clothing store. Press 3 if you're looking for a home improvement store. Press 4 if you want a movie theater or another similar entertainment option. And press 5 if you want sit-down restaurants. So again, we're asking which of these is the highest priority for you that you want to happen here in Anna. Again, press 1 for a new grocery store. Press 2 for a large clothing store. Press 3 for a home improvement store. Press 4 for a movie theater or other similar entertainment options. And then press 5 if it's sit-down restaurants. Thanks, everyone, so much for weighing in on that. Another reminder, press 0 to get in line with your question, just like Vanessa did. Vanessa's in Sweetwater Crossing. She asked that I read her question. It goes like this. What's going on with the Popeyes construction? Who wants to take that one on?
Yeah, so this is Joey. So I know Popeyes was approved. I know that one's going there near the Domino's Center there in an area there at the southeast corner of 75 and 455. I don't have a new update, but I know there's plans to get that going in the near future. As you all know, some of our projects are held up now with materials shortages, construction issues that are happening. But we will be putting out some updates on some upcoming projects that I know Councilmember Miller is going to be reading off here shortly. So don't have a specific timeline, but we'll get that back out to you on Popeyes.
Excellent. Thanks so much. Thanks, Vanessa, for joining our conversation. All right. Up next, I have a question that is a frequently asked question. Thought we should start it, get it out of the gate. What is the CDC and EDC, and how do they work?
Yeah, so this is Joey again. So it's a very good question. In 1999, the voters of Anna approved two entities, the Economic Development Corporation and the Community Development Corporation. Now, those of you from Texas, if you've been in McKinney and Frisco, a lot of cities like that have both of those entities. Typically, an Economic Development Corporation is set up to recruit new businesses into the community, and also to retain current businesses, to do what they can to retain businesses. We also are kind of a information clearinghouse for brokers and developers when they come in. We receive anywhere from 10 to 25 calls a week asking about properties, development potential, all sorts of questions that you would think would come in. So the way we're funded is through a sales tax. So you probably don't even notice when you buy a meal or you purchase something at Walmart, at the bottom of that receipt is a sales tax, and 0.75% goes into the Community Development Corporation, which is what I'm the director of. And that funds our operations. That money is utilized for certain incentives, for just, you know, day-to-day operations, and most of all marketing the city of Anna, which we really try to do. Both boards are governed by a 7-member board, and those members are appointed by the city council. And we always encourage anyone that wants to be on those boards can certainly apply. If you're a citizen of Anna, I think you have to at least have been here a year, be a registered voter. But that's how economic development is set up. Again, we have a 3-member staff. So that's really kind of how these entities work.
Excellent. Great explanation. Thanks so much, Joey. All right. Up next, I have an announcement for you, but we did clear out our queue, had people provide us their email address so we could keep them up to date via email about important issues as well as announcements like this one. We want you to know that the City of Anna seeks to better understand how to create a library that meets the needs of the community. You are invited to participate in a very special survey to share your thoughts about what you would like to see a library provide. Our survey link is available online. I'll give you the website right now. It's www.annatexas.gov/library. So, again, it's just our website, www.annatexas.gov/library. We'd love you to check that out. Also, press 7 to provide us your email address so we can send you important information just like that. All right, next question we're going to go to came in from Stephanie on social media. She says, how do staff attract prospective businesses and developers to Anna?
Yeah, so good question. So a lot of it starts with back to the marketing. So when I first started in February 2019, I had a lot of people, you know, ask me when I told them I was from Anna. I got a lot of stares. So one thing that we've really done from a staff level is to work with some marketing groups to educate people where Anna is. And I'm proud to say that through the Dallas Business Journal, through D Magazine, through all sorts of development organizations, we've been able to get that out there. So that's really the first way we get out there is through media, through marketing. We also attend a lot of trade shows. In fact, we have one coming up that I know everyone will want to hear about. It's called the ICSC, or International Council of Shopping Centers. And that's basically the show where all the retailers, restaurants, developers, brokers show up to talk just about retail restaurants. So cities started going to these many years ago because they wanted to be in the know to figure out how they could help expedite getting certain retailers and restaurants. And that's generally how we work on retail and restaurants, is going to those trade shows. And then we also directly go out to some of the development firms. You know, Dallas-Fort Worth has some of the largest retail and restaurant brokerage firms in the country. So we reach out to them directly and just educate them. That's part of our job, is to educate these groups on what is happening. And at any given time, we've got 20 to 30 projects, active projects, that some of these folks may not be aware of. And then lastly, I'll say on retail restaurants to recruit that, we also are working with another group called Navi Retail, and our board approved a contract with them back in December. And their job is to help kind of augment our activities. And by that, I mean they're, you know, with a staff of three, we're all kind of spread thin. So this group is actually set up to help recruit retail. They have a lot of relationships, and we know how important retail, restaurants, entertainment is to our community and neighbors. So we're excited. They help set up meetings for us at trade shows. They'll also be coming into the community and setting up some local meetings with our landowners. We'll also be talking about downtown recruitment and development as well. So, you know, those are just some of the ways. That's not an exhaustive list, but that gives you kind of a good snapshot of kind of how we recruit.
Excellent. Thanks so much, and thanks, Stephanie, for that question. All right, before we get back to your live questions, I have another polling question for you. We want to know, what type of businesses do you see as being the most important to the job growth in Anna? So you'll pick the one that I list here that's the most important to you. So get your keypads ready. Here they are. Press 1 for light industrial, like manufacturing and assembly jobs. Press 2 if most important to you is retail. Press 3 if it's hospitality, such as hotels and event spaces. Press 4 for medical. And 5 if it's service industries. Those are banks, accounting, mechanics, plumbers, things like that in service. So again, I'll read the question one more time. What type of businesses do you see as being most important to the job growth here in Anna? Press 1 for light industrial, such as manufacturing and assembly jobs. Press 2 for retail. 3 for hospitality, just hotels and event spaces. Press 4 if it's medical. And 5 if it's those service industries, such as banks, accounting firms, mechanics, plumbers, things like that. Thanks, everyone, for weighing in. We're getting great response here. I want to remind everyone, you can press 0 on the keypad on your phone to get in line with your own question. We are focused tonight on economic development, so now is your chance to ask about those initiatives that you've been curious about and what's going on around town. So don't be shy. If you don't want to go live, that's fine. Just press 0. Let Ashley or Aaron there know you'd rather not go live, and I'd be happy to read your question over the air. All right. Just like this question that came in from Sarah, how does staff go about recruiting the businesses to Anna?
So I think we just...
Oh, sorry, I took the wrong question.
Yeah.
I'm so
sorry. That's okay.
Sarah,
no, that's okay.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Okay, do you want to take that one, or do you want me to skip on?
I would just skip on, because I think we've...
Okay, great. Perfect. Yes, you're right. We talked about that with before, the businesses. Okay, what are some of the projects that will be coming to Anna soon? Sorry about that.
No worries.
Well, this is Lee. I'll take that one. So we've got a bunch of great projects coming up. Under construction, we have Dairy Queen, Lamar National Bank, Pizza Hut, and Quick Trip. And then coming soon, we've got the medical office building next to the surgery center, Crystal Lagoon, which will come in 2023, Jersey Mike's, Fuzzy's Taco, Texas Roadhouse, that gets everybody excited, Chili's, Ziggy's Coffee, Popeye's, Brahms, Caliber Collision, Walgreens. We don't have a date on those yet. They're still subject to lease negotiations, but that'll start to provide us a bunch of diversity for our city. So I'm looking forward to it.
Excellent. You're right. Very exciting and something that we get asked quite frequently. Thanks so much for handling that one, Lee. All right, back to our live callers now. Let's get Steve up live in Avery Point. Steve, you're live right now. Please go ahead with your question.
Thank you. We had heard about the possible development at the northeast corner of Ferguson and White. We first heard about a self-storage area coming in, and then I guess there were some meetings, and they went to a possible Motel 6. What is the status of that project, and what do we have to do to – I don't think either of those options are viable for that area, would like to find out what we have to do to be able to get that into a different type of development.
Yeah, so this is Joey Grisham. So there was some discussion about this project came back for zoning probably about 4 or 5 months ago. It came back about a month or so ago. So the latest is that self-storage project will likely move forward on that corner, the back side of the property abutting Avery Point, and the front side of that project will be probably retail restaurants of some type on the corner. We don't have any names yet, but the self-storage, to my knowledge, will move forward on the corner there.
Great. Thanks so much, Joey. Thanks so much, Steve. So glad to have you join our conversation tonight. All right. Up next, I have another announcement for everyone. Another reminder, we cleared out our queue of everyone who pressed 7 to sign up for our e-newsletter. You can do that to get important announcements like this. Applications for the City of Anna boards and commissions are due April 1st, right around the corner. If you're interested, read more and apply online on our city website, which is www.annatexas.gov. For this, do /boards. So again, go to our website, /boards, www.annatexas.gov/boards. All right. Next up, let's get back to our live callers. We have Nick live right now. Nick in Anna. Well, we know you're in Anna. Nick, what neighborhood are you in? And go ahead with your question.
We're in Pecan Grove Phase 1. Thank you for taking my my question. And my concern is as the city grows, which is fabulous, but the increase in crime and, you know, the safety of the citizens of the city, what is going to be planned for that?
Yeah, thank you, Nick. So basically, it's a good question. So we can deal with crime in a bunch of different ways. So economic development starts everything, obviously. Economic development will get you extra police officers. It will provide great parks. It does a number of different things, and it all starts with economic development. We currently have a great police chief, Dean Habel, that does a fantastic job. We're among the safest cities in North Texas. We're doing a good job there. And I think what we just need to stay on top of it. Basically, we have a number of police stations. We have a good plan set in place. We've more than doubled our police department in 3 years. I think we're heading in a good direction. It's always a concern, though.
Great. Thanks so much. Thanks so much, Nick, for joining our conversation. Right away, we have Linda before Jason live on the line. Press 0, just like Linda did, to get in line with your own question. Linda, you're live. Tell us what neighborhood you're in and go ahead with your question.
I'm not sure of the neighborhood. I've been here 3 years and I still don't remember what it is. But my question is, how come we have so many banks? I mean, White Street is loaded with banks, and it's like we have nothing else here. There's no high-end restaurants. There's no clothing stores or, I guess, other retail stores like fabric stores or just different types of stores like that. It's all banks and gas stations. And N is so small, I don't understand how many do we need that many banks here.
Yeah. So thank you, Linda. This is Joey. So let me just start by saying that typically in any city you have zoning that allows for certain uses. And any businesses that you see there typically have done some kind of market study before they come into a market. And I think we can agree sometimes. I've been in communities that had so many, you know, pizza restaurants or you know, certain types of businesses. But the reality is that, you know, there's typically what we call C1 and C2 zoning, which are commercial zonings that allow quite a few different uses. So, you know, if a business falls into that category, the city can't really restrict what can really go in there. As far as, you know, restaurants, part of our challenge is that we need more density to bring in. About 92% of Anna residents work outside the city. Let me say that one more time. 92% of the city of Anna residents work outside of the city of Anna. There is why we lose a lot of restaurant potential, because everyone's leaving, they stop in McKinney, and they eat there. So the good news is that our density is picking up. More people are working from home because of COVID. So those are things, you know, Lee just mentioned off quite a few restaurants. I think those are really good restaurants. Chick-fil-A, we have Whataburger. Those are things you don't see in Salina. They don't have those in Melissa. So I'm like you. I'm like the kid at Christmas. I get something new, I'm ready for something else. We're continuing to work on that. But all of these businesses that you mentioned are, you know, they do their market studies, and they will come in when they feel like the market is there. I think a lot of times we feel like it's there faster. But, again, we can't force, obviously, anybody to come faster. So I assure you that our staff, we spend every day trying to push these even faster. COVID also kind of held up some of these projects, so I think you would have seen more here over time. I'll also say that quite a few developments are planned there in the northeast corner by Walmart. Some of those we can't really get into for confidentiality, but some of the ones that you mentioned on your question are certainly in that mix.
Excellent. Great information. Thanks so much, Joey. Thanks, Linda, for asking that question and joining our conversation tonight. Let's get Jason live next. Guess what? I read his question. It says, the hotel that is supposed to be built behind Walmart, is there a completion date on that? And, again, that's from Jason.
This is Lee. That's a question that's probably been asked since it started being put into the ground. We're looking probably at sometime next year. We also had a question up there, is there a hotel coming at all? And the answer to that's going to be yes, eventually. That's the quick answer. But, again, going back to what Joey mentioned, it's all about density, and we need that in order to pull a lot of these projects forward. That area behind Walmart with the Holiday Inn Express, that got hung up by COVID, just like a lot of other projects did. So that's what they ran up against. But it's coming soon.
Great. Thanks so much, Mayor Pro Tem. Thanks so much, Jason, for joining our conversation. Up next live, we have Dwight, but want to remind everyone you can press 7 on the keypad on your phone if you want to sign up for our email updates. Again, we're not going to overwhelm you. Just want to keep you up to date on those important issues going on around town that you don't want to miss. Dwight in North Point Crossing, you're live right now. Please go ahead with your question.
So, yeah, this is Dwight Williams. I live in North Point Crossing. And my question is, when will the Rosemont Parkway be completed out to 75? Is there a timeline for that?
Yeah, this is Joey Dwight. Good question. So Rosemont is planned to be completed in late this year or early next year. They have completed the right-of-way acquisition, which was it's always the holdup, but it is slated for later this year, early next year. That's been expedited because of three developments that are planned there, the Woods at Lindsay Place, Anna Capri, and Meadow Vista. So answer your question, late this year, early next year. We know that's important to get people from the high school especially and those developments over 75. And for you living in North Point, you're able to shoot across there instead of going south. So I'm happy to say we're probably within a year of that being completed.
Great information. Thanks so much. Thanks, Dwight, for joining our conversation. Up next, we have a question from Sheila. She has said, I read her question. It's actually a couple of questions. She says, I see where there are some multifamily projects being planned in Anna. Is this bad for the tax base? And won't the people living in these facilities create a demand on the services?
That is a very popular question right now, actually. So there are a number of multifamily projects. If you look across the Metroplex, it's about average. It's really not unusual to get all those. There's a kind of, it's a big picture question. I could talk about this for hours. But basically, the people that we want to have in our community that's going to work in the service-type jobs that we're looking for as far as the home improvement stores and things like that maybe can't afford the increased housing prices that we're dealing with right now. So of course, that's going to come into play when they work or where they live in. And some people don't even want to deal with houses. They may be older or handicapped or transient. They may want to only stay in the city for a year or two. So you need diversified housing all the way across the board, different layers of costs of housing that include multifamily. So, yeah, and as far as creating a demand on the services, that's par for the course just about anywhere. Every resident costs so much for a city to on the surface. So, good question.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for that. All right, and related to that question now, thanks, Sheila, I have a polling question for you. We want to know what types of housing products do you see as being most important for the responsible growth of Anna? So, again, pick your most important out of these five. If it's small lot starter homes, press 1. Large lot estate homes, press 2. Multifamily, press 3. Senior living, press 4. Single family for rent, press 5. So, again, we just want to know what types of housing products do you see as being most important for the responsible growth of Anna? And again, you're just going to pick one of these following five. Press 1 if it's smaller lot starter homes. Press 2 if it's larger lot estate homes. Press 3 if it's multifamily. Press 4 if it's senior living. And press 5 if it's single family for rent. Thanks, everyone, for weighing in on that. We're having great responses, great questions tonight as well. I have another announcement up, but before I get to that, I want to let everyone know that we see a lot of great questions coming in based on economic development. There are a few that unfortunately we can't hit tonight because they're off our topic that we're focusing on, but you will be able to leave us a message at the end of the event, and then you will get an answer to that question. So up next, that announcement as promised. Let's find it. Gather up your electronic waste, also known as e-waste, and household hazardous waste, and drop it off at our collection event on April 9th. This event is free for Anna residents, but proof of residency is required. Space is limited, and the event will occur rain or shine. So again, another great announcement that you can sign up for via email pressing 7 on the keypad on your phone. That's always a very popular event. All right, up next, let's go to a question that came in via social media. It says, I heard that Melissa is getting HEB. When are we getting another supermarket?
Yeah, so I'm going to take this as Joey. I knew this was coming, so I want to make sure to talk. So no one was more disappointed than our staff. Just so the neighbors know, I spent over a year trying to recruit HEB. Unfortunately, I'm not in the boardroom of HEB to make those decisions. I'm still waiting to get a call back, which I think will come soon. But part of what they did preliminarily tell us is that for their distribution network, they wanted to be a little further south. And if people read the story about the HEB coming in, they required that a lot of multifamily be built next to the Buc-ee's site, which was a requirement. So ultimately, like I said, you know, as far as a grocery store is concerned, we are working on a couple of those. You know, they're confidential in nature, just working on potential incentive agreements. But just because HEB has announced does not mean that they're going to be built anytime soon. They currently own over 30 sites across the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. So it could be many years before they even would build on that site. So I think our growth potential is just as strong, if not stronger, than Melissa. We have a lot more, I think, projects on the horizon. We're also a little further away from McKinney from a distance standpoint, which I think makes us more of a standalone market. So I do like our upside there. But we will certainly keep everybody in the loop. With all of the housing and development coming in, that's critical for us to be able to make the case for another grocery store. It all comes down to numbers. That's true of any retailer like Home Depot, Lowe's. All of those companies have numbers that they expect to have within a market, and they will not locate until they reach some of those numbers. Even with the you know, potential of incentives, that doesn't necessarily change the conversation. But again, we're disappointed. HEB is a great brand, but there are many other good brands that I think people will be happy with, the groups that we're speaking with. So hopefully that answers that question.
Great. Thanks so much. Thanks so much for that question. We have a great dialogue tonight. Let's go next to Chris, live on the lines. But Chris asked that I read her question. She's in Town Square. Question goes like this. I, too, am concerned about the multifamily housing issue, and there is no light at that intersection being 5 and Finley Boulevard. She's saying, what is going on, or with all the things going on, it sounds like we are losing our small town.
This is Lee. I'll take Chris's question. So it's always a challenge. Anytime you have a fast-growing community to keep up with the traffic issues, and that's what's happening in a number of locations. There is a traffic signal at Annetown Square. The plans and design has begun by TxDOT, and they're funding it. But like everything else, we're waiting on a bunch of different components. The railroad on the other side, there's some preemptive equipment that needs to get done. We're still a little bit behind the eight ball on that, but we do have some plans. There's also going to be some punch-through streets going around on the other sides that are going to help alleviate that. So I know the bureaucratic answer isn't always the good one, but just be patient with us for a little bit, and we're going to get that solved. It's one of the things on the top of our list.
Excellent. Great information. Thanks so much, Mayor Pro Tem. Thanks, Chris, for joining our conversation. All right, I want to do another reminder. Press 7 to sign up for those e-newsletters. Those e-updates will come into your inbox. We won't overwhelm you. Just want to keep you up to date. That queue is clear right now, so go ahead and press 7 right now on the keypad on your phone. All right, next question comes in from Jill. It says, sometimes I see where information gets posted on Facebook that projects are coming to Anna, and then nothing happens. Why is that? Now, this is a question we get a lot. So some of the examples we've seen are for a sports facility, a hospital, Target, Lowe's, Home Depot. I know we hit the HEB, but those are some of those examples. Who wants to take on this question?
This is Lee. I'll take it. So I'm one of the council members that doesn't really participate in Facebook a lot. It's not a real place, so I don't really take it all that seriously out there. But I know a lot of people do. So there's always speculation out there on certain projects, and many times staff and council cannot comment on some of them because of non-disclosure agreements and whatnot, and then rumors start. So we share what we can when we can. Some people may be working on land deals and have direct information about something coming, and they'll release that out a little bit earlier. Obviously, we cannot control what everyone puts out there. We you know, we don't know everything. So your best bet is to monitor our monthly newsletter, and that'll let you know what projects the city itself is working on.
Excellent, and that's a great plug. I want to do a last call for that monthly newsletter. Again, just a great way for us to keep you up to date on what's going on. So last call to press 7 during this event, so we have enough time to chat with you and make sure we have your email address written down correctly. Pressing 7 on the keypad on your phone. All right, up next, I have another polling question for you since you've already got your keypads out and ready. Keep them there. We want to know, how do you stay informed about city updates and the economic development progress? Press 1 if it's through city newsletters. Press 2 if it's through city social media channel. Press 3 if it's through the community Facebook group. Press 4 if it's through word of mouth. And press 5 if it's on our city website. So again, we just want to know, how do you stay informed about city updates and about economic development progress? Press 1 if it's city newsletters. 2 if it's the city social media channel. 3 if it's the community Facebook page, 4 if it's word of mouth, and 5 if it's the city website. Thanks, everyone, for weighing in on that. While everyone continues with that, I'll go ahead and read another announcement here. We want you to know that the Anna Parks and Recreation Guide for Spring is now available. There are more than 15 free events through the end of May. Super excited. We want you to view the guide, again, on our website. It's at www.annatexas.gov/recguide or REC guide. Again, our recreation guide is now posted. Go check out those 15 free events through the end of May. And next up, we have another question coming your way here. Thanks, everyone. Great questions coming in. This one comes in from Josh. And goes like this, where can I find more information? Oh, this is a good one. Where can I find more information to stay informed on the latest economic development project?
Yeah, so this is Joey. So the best place is to go to our website and sign up for the EDC newsletter that comes out monthly. We have a separate email address in the city. It's www.opportunityannatx.com. And then if you navigate over to the CD, it says the CDC EDC on the right side of the website, and if you click that, you can go to News and Newsletter and sign up. That is probably the best way to stay in the loop. Obviously, you can always monitor the City of Anna Facebook page as well. So those are probably the best ways to kind of monitor the economic development projects.
Excellent. Great information. Thanks so much for that. Great question, Josh. Let's get Norris, who wants to go live. He's in the town, Anna Town Square. Norris, you're live right now. Please go ahead with your question.
All right. Thank you so much for having this open forum and for lending your time to all of this for our questions. I really have two questions, and they both concern what we call White Street. I'm really thankful to have all the businesses close by. Is there any way you can pack more businesses onto White Street, or are there other streets that you plan to develop within Anna? And what's the timetable for that development? Thank you.
This is Lee. I'll go ahead and take that one. There's a number of streets planned for development. We have Ferguson on 455 to the Outer Loop, Rosamond from 75 to the high school, and State Road 5 to the new school, Leonard Sharp to Foster Crossing. All of those are going to bring different components at some level when they start to develop out. Just White is the most important street because it was really pretty much the first one. When the downtown starts to develop, those streets are going to become even more important. Hope that answers.
Excellent. Perfect. Thanks so much. Thanks, Norris. All right, I have another announcement for you here. I want to let us know that you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We love doing these forums. This is a great way to reach out and dialogue, but find us there as well. We've got a lot of information there. Our screen name is City of Anna, and as you just heard a moment ago, you can sign up for our EDC newsletter, go to www.opportunityannatx.com, click the CDC and EDC then news and newsletter. All right, let's get Marley live right now. She's in West Crossing. Actually, Marley, I said I read your question. I won't bring you live. She says, is there any place in the city that senior citizens can meet and play cards, dominoes, or something like that? It may be the new library or somewhere in the city hall. I feel like there is a need for a community center in general. And then also, she wants to thank you all for your service to the community, and you do a very good job.
I'll take the question. Thank you very much, Marilee. Right at this particular minute, I would say no, but we do have a library coming, so that one's in the planning stages. It may take a year or two or so, but we will have a library. I think one of the things that is being discussed is whether there might be some room in the city hall to have some open area there, but that's still in the planning stages as well. Again, I appreciate the question.
Excellent. Thanks so much. So glad to have you on, Marilee. We've had great dialogue tonight, but we have just about reached the end of our allotted time, and we've gotten some great feedback from our instant polls, and we answered as many questions as we possibly could. But as I said earlier, if you still do have a question, comment, or concern, just stay on the call to the very end here in just a moment. But you can leave us a voicemail message by following the prompts, and we ask that you leave your name and the best way to reach back to you so we can have a fighting chance to get back to you and answer your questions. We sincerely value and appreciate your time. So with that, I'm going to turn this back to Lee Miller, Mayor Pro Tem, to bring us to the finish line.
I just want to thank everybody for participating tonight. Hopefully our plan is to do more of these in the future, to have discussions with the community as far as everything goes, from economic development, planning and zoning, and things like that. But thank you very much for being tuned.
Yeah, this is Joey Grisham again. It's an honor for us to represent this community. It's a great community. We have great neighbors and citizens here. And like I said earlier, our staff works as hard as we can every day to bring in more development, retail, restaurants. A lot of the questions we can't get to, I see. We will certainly keep you in the loop on developments. Now that COVID, we're kind of through a lot of it. Knock on wood, but I do think that will help us move forward because it was holding up a lot of our projects. So I think this will be our best year ever with lots of announcements coming soon. So just stay tuned and stay patient because we've got a lot coming.
Great. Thank you so much for being on. Thanks to all of our neighbors for being on with us as well and making this a great forum tonight. I love that. Here's to the best year ever. Thanks, everyone. Have a great evening. Good night.